Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC preliminary site plan, Village C, Phase 1.
This is a preliminary site plan for 135 units. It's located on 57.61 acres for this section. 104 single-family patio homes, 19 single-family village homes, and 12 single-family duplex homes are proposed. 11 of the homes will be located on lots with a minimum lot area of 6,000 square feet with a minimum lot width of 60 feet. The County Board of Adjustment granted a variance for this back on July 12th of 2004. 93 of the single-family patio homes are on lots with a minimum lot area of 5,000 square feet and a minimum lot width of 40 feet. The Board of Adjustment granted a variance for this on September 9th of this year. Since the project is an RPC, the applicants are requesting 5-foot front yard setbacks, 5-foot side yard setbacks, and 10-foot rear yard setbacks. There's a proposed 20-foot garage setback. The project will be served by county sewer. Tidewater Utilities will provide central water. Since the project's an RPC, you can only consider preliminary approval. Final approval would be subject to your review and approval once we receive all agency approvals. There is a copy of the site plan that you were provided with.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear from one of the applicants if they're in attendance.
Okay.
Just have a quick question.
You have your choice. There's like several here.
They're all...
They're not.
Might as well get Mr. Brown up there. Just a question about the setbacks that you're requesting of the setbacks, and I understand County Board of Adjustment's gone through that. Is there another phase of this, of Americana Bayside, where those setbacks have already been established?
No, this phase is a new phase.
Fuquay, I need to introduce yourself.
Excuse me. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant before you tonight.
Thank you.
This is a new phase, so basically this is an undeveloped piece of land, and so it's a blank chalkboard. This will be the first portion of this site that's developed. It's further interior on the design of the overall Americana Bayside project. This section is 135 units. Basically, there's been some demand from the marketing point of view, people looking for more of an old-fashioned type of product and what they call a more traditional neighborhood design or a pedestrian-friendly design. What that really means is if you picture old downtown Milton or Lewis, similar to what Freeman did in Bear Trap, if you've been to Bear Trap, where basically the streetscape is moved up toward the street. What you're looking at here, the 5-foot setback would basically be the porches. The actual dwelling itself would probably be about, the porches have about 10 foot of depth, so the actual buildings will be about 15 feet back. So there'd be a 5-foot setback, then the porch, and then the building. All the garages will be 20 foot back in order to provide a 20 foot parking space in front of the garage. And that's kind of the design concept here, to create that more traditional type of village. As you know, under RPC, the language in there, the purpose language, is to use design ingenuity, and that the regular setbacks, of course, don't apply, and it's up to the Planning Commission to use the principles of good architecture and good land use planning in approving these setbacks.
Thank you.
If that answered your question.
I sure wish I'd have gotten Mr. Brown up here. I think he could have answered it in 10 words.
But Mr. anyhow. Smith, Mr. Brown does not get paid by the word.
he's recognized out here. So I understand the Board of Adjustment acted on this 9 years ago, and then you've gotten a recent variance.
You may. Yeah, go ahead. You got a question?
If 5 foot and 5 foot is 10, I think that's the minimum fire code between structures. my memory serves me well, but it doesn't always, so maybe you can help me with that. Is there any issue with that, that small space between buildings and...
On side yard?
Yes.
So you all have...
Your name?
I'm sorry, my name is Steve Marsh, I'm an engineer with GMB in Salisbury. So you all had previously approved 5-foot side yards in phase six, another part.
That was my question, yes.
And oftentimes in a condo regime, you'll see 6 or 7 foot between buildings, in which case sometimes you have to do a firewall on the outer edge for the, for the 5-foot side yards, I don't think we did. I mean, the fire marshal is using...
It's the fire marshal's call, it's not us. I was just trying to educate myself at your expense or at your client's expense. Mr. Fuqua's gonna charge whatever he charges, it doesn't matter.
So that, did I answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, thank you.
In all fairness to Mr. Fuqua, this gentleman here is gonna be charging also, so it's okay.
He's also an engineer, not an attorney.
That's true.
In a small way, I help their business and the economy, right?
There you go. Always, always happy to help.
I have a question.
Okay.
A statement or inquiry, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I think it would be helpful to the commission if at some point, before we could, maybe after this piece is considered for us to see, what's the plan look like now? I mean, there's been so many changes coming in with this development. And I know that when this project was first proposed, there was a massive outpouring of folks that were opposed to it. So now we have it. Now we're making all these changes, and what are we gonna wind up with when we're suddenly done? I mean, it's nice to deal with the...
You won't wind up with any more than what was approved, right? Any more units than were approved.
Right.
And the vast majority of the objections were simply to the sheer size of it. And if the size of it isn't changing, I mean, the arranging of the... I mean, I'm not concerned about the public not being protected. I think they're adequately protected because we've limited the number of units.
The numbers were reduced from what originally proposed.
I agree with your comment from another perspective, yeah. And that is, I think it's just good for us from an academic point of view to be able to see what's...
See
what the status of the whole project is, just...
Might give you some engineering hours, too.
Yeah, believe it or not, it was...
We'd love to have you come out.
That was 12 years ago when this was approved.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable when you think about it.
And they proposed 2,895, I think it was, units. And the commission recommended 2,200, and the council approved 1,700.
Yeah.
We've approved one phase since that created some more units, but it's a separate track.
Right.
It's still a part of the same project, but it's a separate track from the 1,700. So it's a couple... It's more units, but it's more land also.
The total of...
To show you how much things have changed, I think there was a restriction that you couldn't build more than 300 units a year.
Yeah, well.
There was that. Are you saying you've exceeded that?
No.
Oh, okay. Just clarify.
Actually...
Not this year.
Actually, it would be a... And I mean this sincerely. I think it would be a good subject of a workshop or something if we could do on-site to see what the effects of what we've approved and what we've allowed has been over the last 12 years.
I'm sure Carlin Freeman would love for you to come down and I'll give you a tour of it because it's...
Well, we'll see if we can work that out. But I know that's not the subject of your business tonight, so I won't delay you any further. Anybody, any more questions for Mr. Fuqua or engineering folks?
Mr. Chairman, regarding this agenda item by Americana Bayside MRRPC, preliminary site plan for Village C, Phase 1, my motion is for approval as a preliminary only.
Second.
And that, yeah.
Okay, then.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's fine. As a preliminary only.
So moved and seconded to approve Americana Bayside MRRPC Village C Phase 1 preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.